After tweeting a video early Sunday evening saying he's, quote, getting great reports from his doctors, U.S. President Donald Trump promised a little surprise for his supporters outside the hospital where he's being treated for COVID-19. The president then briefly left Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in an armored SUV with Secret Service agents in tow to drive by a flag-waving and cheering crowd outside the hospital. A White House spokesman said the president returned to the presidential suite inside Walter Reed Hospital after his surprise appearance. Earlier Sunday, the doctors treating the president revealed that their patient experienced two episodes in which his blood oxygen level dropped, one on Friday and one on Saturday. Otherwise, the president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters he is doing really well. Also Sunday, the president's medical team said Mr. Trump is taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. He is also taking a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. Some key questions still remain, such as whether the president has suffered any lung damage. The president on Friday had a high fever, and that, along with a brief need for supplemental oxygen, has prompted the president's move from the White House to the hospital, according to the president's doctor. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said on Sunday a discussion of temporarily transferring power to Vice President Mike Pence has not been discussed. Sunday marked 30 days before the November presidential election. Mr. Trump's opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, said Friday he was sending prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and the President of the United States. Mr. Biden has been tested each day since learning of the president's illness and has again tested negative today. VOA News.